Hey everybody, it's Kelly. I wanted to come on and give you a word of encouragement from the Lord today. Here God is saying for some of you that he wants you to leave your past behind because he wants to bring you into your future. He wants you to move forward into what he's called you to do. Sometimes our pain from our past can hold us back, but God is saying, no, I want to move you forward. God's not leaving you behind is what I heard him say today. I'm not leaving you behind. I actually see him calling you to him. Come on, come on, come on, follow me. God wants us to leave our past behind so that we can move in to what he's called us to do. So that means letting go of maybe certain individuals, maybe letting go of certain hurts, maybe letting go of certain circumstances and finally saying, okay, God, I surrender it to you. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to leave that behind. I'm going to leave that pain behind and I'm going to say no more. Enough is enough. It's time for me to move on into what God has called you to do. And if you're not certain what God has called you to do, he's going to show you what he wants you to do for him. He loves you so much that he doesn't want this pain to cripple you. And sometimes our pain from our past can cripple us so that we cannot move forward. Now God is saying, now I'm not leaving you behind, but you must let go of your past. So right now I pray in the name of Jesus that your past is no longer going to be brought into your future, that now you're going to move forward into what God has called you to do. You are a child of the King, and he's saying to you today, child, you're moving forward. I am not leaving you behind. I have great plans for you, and my plans are for you are for good and not for evil. So I pray now that God would open your eyes to reveal to you what he has planned for your life. So I thank you, God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm even hearing right now that some of you are even misfits. I'm hearing the word misfits, where you don't belong, and maybe in your life you never belonged, and that is okay, but you belong to Jesus Christ. I am a misfit myself, meaning like I never fit in. When I was in school, I never fit in. I was a quiet one. I was shy. I didn't have many friends. I was called out for the Lord, but when I was a younger age, I didn't know. And God is saying that many of you you have felt alone for a long time, and that is okay. It is okay. But God is saying, I want to remove your past so that I can bring you into your future. I hope that this word blessed you. And I pray that God would open your eyes and that he would reveal to you what he's called you to so that you can step forward. And I see people actually taking a step forward. I see like a line. I guess I would say a line in the sand. But I just see this line and that you're crossing over this line. And I pray that as you cross over this line and you say, no, I'm leaving my past behind and I'm moving into my future. So I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for what you have plan for their lives, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that you love them, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you want to see them grow. You want to see them excel, God. So I thank you for this, Jesus. I thank you now, Lord God. And I place those in your hands, Lord God. I place those in your hands, Lord God. That we place those things. We place their past in your hands, Lord God, and say, know what? Enough is enough. I'm moving forward. And nothing's going to stop me from moving forward. Nothing's going to stop you from moving forward. For you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Your past doesn't define you. It's not who you are. You are a child of a King. You are a child of God. And God says over you today, yes. He says yes over you. Yes. I thank you, God. I pray a blessing upon them, Lord God. And so that's it. Have a blessed night, and I hope to talk to you all again soon. Okay, bye-bye.